.com.
We should be doing a lot better than this. A lot better. That's the first thing I said when I stood in line. We were hearing that it was 6 hours. That's just crazy.
3 hours to vote? Is my vote that important for 3 hours? Come on, this is not right.
Ah, you gotta love those accents. Floridians, in case you didn't recognize it. Does it really take that long to count the vote in Florida? Why can't they get it right? Hey, everyone, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show coming up this hour. Your chance to win some fabulous prizes. Oh, yes, we need to lighten the load. There's been a heavy mood hanging around over some people's heads during the day. Republicans pointing fingers, conservatives pointing fingers as part of the Republican problem. What do we do next time around? How did this happen? All that kind of stuff. With Barack Obama winning overwhelmingly another term as president. So this is three presidents in a row who have been two-termers. What does it mean the next 4 years? What can we expect as Americans? More gridlock, more anger, more anguish, more polarization in this country? I don't think we can afford to have that same kind of thing going on for another 4 years. But thank God we live in America. Here's what I thought when I went to bed last night in the wee hours, as many of you third shifters can relate to. We live in this country where we voted and we didn't have tanks and guns and all kinds of mayhem over an election result. The kind of stuff that we see constantly in the sands of the Middle East. All of the problems that they have had there. The problems that I saw in Mexican elections between the two parties there. And so many other places in the world where you really don't even have a vote. There is no vote. It's predetermined, but they pretend they have a vote. So it's great to be an American and see the process and the transition just be a smooth transition. But ultimately, will it be that smooth when it comes to the business of governing at the legislative level? Will we see that? Or will the works get gunked up like a Florida election? It's just insanity that they cannot get this right. People in line for 4 for 5 hours. Are you kidding me? Here's a question, America. How long did it take you to vote? It took me, on election day, 5 minutes. No lines. Phew. Sailed through. Of course, I'm in a state that was a foregone conclusion, Texas. But it was pretty easy. And there were lots of opportunities and lots of places to go and vote. But somehow, some way, they have to figure out how Florida can straighten things out. For goodness sake, they're not a banana republic. But every single time, every single election, at least in these last 12 years, it's been nothing but problems. Nothing but problems. Ridiculous. I mean, it kind of harkened back to 2000. We didn't have the Chad drama, the Supreme Court of Florida, the Supreme Court of the United States, but there was drama. There was lots of drama attached to what was happening there and would all the votes be counted and everything else in between leading up to it. In the end, Florida wouldn't matter. The electoral votes way over the top for the pres. That's how we elect presidents in this state. So it's back to work for the president, back to work for the lame duck Congress. Some new faces, Elizabeth Warren, who is the senator-elect from Massachusetts, and a couple of other new names to the game, too, who step into roles in the Senate and into the House. But the majority stay the same. The Senate still is a Democratic stronghold, or the majority, and the House still Republican. Still Republican. So the demographics have changed. And maybe that's the thing here. Because the demographics changed, that's left many Republicans wondering why there weren't as many electoral votes for Romney as President Obama. There has to be a big concern, and we'll address that in the upcoming weeks as we take a look back at the election, but there has to be a concern over where the Republican Party is headed, I think, really honestly, based on reaching out to people who are big voting blocks. You can't ignore the Hispanic vote, the Latino vote. It accounted for almost 14% of the vote, for goodness sake, and Romney got trounced. And the female vote. More women are voting. The numbers are up. More women are the breadwinners in the family. A lot of things have changed with the way our culture is, and definitely with the demographics, and especially with the younger people. So the Republicans now got to catch those younger people and get them interested in the party if they're going to have a party, you know, that's nicknamed the Grand Old Party, or it's just going to continue to get weaker, weaker, and weaker. They have to have that attitude of how do we embrace these other demographics, because they're growing. They're growing, and we can't ignore them. Can't ignore them. Also coming up in the next couple of weeks here on the show, we'll look at, now that the reins stay with Obama, what happens to foreign relations, for example? How are we perceived? What goes on with Israel? What goes on with Iran? What happens with Russia and China and everybody else in between that we call allies, or people that we keep at arm's length and keep an eye on, like Iran? Like Iran. I mean, for goodness sake, now you have Turkey considering deploying missiles near Syria. We've seen the Syrian problems that have exploded, and this is definitely a hot spot for the U.S. with all of the investment we've made, not just financially, but with our blood in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now what with Iran? Now what with Pakistan? Who knows? The Syria question, doesn't seem that the Syria thing is going to be any boots on the ground. But what is our level of commitment to the Middle East? I think something that will hang in the balance with this president in his second term. I think that this will be something that a lot of people are going to look at for sure. We'll also break down some other things about the election this time around in our next couple of weeks here. Things that we saw that might not stand up. Gay marriage out there and approved in some states. Marijuana laws in two states. The voters voted to ease up on those, so smoking an ounce of pot in Colorado or Washington State is doable once the law kicks in, if it kicks in, because I think there's going to be a big, fat challenge there. Speaking of challenges, we got ours next. Nail the score. Keep this number handy, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right, luckily Matt Johnson's working because he's got so much energy. Yep, he has, you know, been hibernating, getting a ton of sleep as his muscles continue to grow. It was just, he just practically kicked the supercomputer down into the main room. So let it fly, Matt. All right, would you believe the game that the supercomputer has chosen is a really stinky game? The game is Dallas and Philadelphia. It used to be when I did Nail the Score, people would accuse me of picking Philadelphia since I'm an Eagles fan, but I have abandoned my Eagles. Until they fire Andy Reid, I could care less about the Philadelphia Eagles. But my personal feelings toward that team aside, Dallas is fighting for its life. What a crummy season they're mired in, with chances to win, and they've blown them several times at the tail end of games. Dallas is 3-5. Philly is 3-5. A big NFC matchup nonetheless, no matter where they are, because there's an instant rivalry or dislike between the two. That the link in Philly, Michael Vick, who knows what you're getting with Michael Vick. And with Tony Romo, that's what they have in common. Sometimes you have no idea what you're getting with Tony Romo. So if we analyze this, and who would want to, but if we analyze it, and you've got, and this is the funny part about this, the Eagles are second in the NFC East, and the Cowboys, of course, they're third. But the statistics aren't even worth going over. I say this is like buying a lottery ticket. The odds of you hitting it are better if you just pick, you know, you just pick one team. Pick a team, that's it, that's all you have to do. And then tell us what you think the final score is going to be. But Vic and the Eagles are are really, really struggling, especially against the blitz. And I guarantee they're going to see some of that because they're going to, you know, the Cowboys are going to try to mix it in. And because of the injuries the Eagles have had on their offensive line, the Cowboys need the win. However, I'm going with Philly because they need the win too. And I'm going to say the final score is 21-14. And that might be a little high, 21-14. Matt, what do you say?
I think these teams are very similar with compared to each other. They both got enigmatic quarterbacks. They both have pretty bad offensive lines. You have injuries to in key positions. I mean, I don't even know who's starting on the Eagles' offensive line anymore. And then you have the Dallas defense or going through linebackers like anything. But I think with DeMarcus Ware on the Dallas defense, and Tony Romo, while he's been bad, has been able to kind of put things together at the end of the game, I think Dallas will be able to pull it out, but it's going to be ugly, and I'm going to go with 17-14 Dallas.
All right, 17-14, not a bad guess. Everything that he said there is absolutely right. You heard me talk about the offensive line for the Eagles, and you know what? They're not the only ones struggling. The Cowboys, as he mentioned, certainly are. It's just absolutely crazy. And in the beginning of the season, I could have told you all the players on the Eagles. Now he's right. It's like eeny, meeny, miny, mo. The one right guard that they needed was this guy, Danny Watkins, and he might not be ready to play. He's missed a couple of games. So who knows what Andy Reid does, but I wouldn't be scared if I were Jason Garrett, and he knows it. And they always, both teams always get up for this game anyway. Always get up for it. But I go with Philly, he goes with Dallas. What do you think happens if you just tune in and you're like, whoa, what are you talking about there? We're talking about nailing the score. You tell us who you think is going to win between Philadelphia and Dallas and what the final score is going to be. It's just that easy. Who does not want to beat their chest and say, wow, I won your stinking game? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or you can shoot me an email at americatonight.net. Rick is listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Hi, Rick.
Oh, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, you need to change the music.
Why?
Happy days are here again.
Happy days are here again. Okay, you're not shocked by this win. You and I have been talking about the whole, you knew that he was going to get the electoral votes.
Yeah, I knew he was going to win all along.
Yeah.
I took my own poll. They should have paid me. I could have told them they were going to lose.
Well, they did. You know what? They made the biggest mistake ever. They didn't play. They were playing catch up to the Democrats because the Democrats were smart. They got their ground game going on. They set up in the battleground states, got to the people, talked to them, really, really did a lot of events and focused there, and that made the difference.
Well, I think they're going to buy the election.
Yeah, that's actually it. Throwing all the money they could at it, because that's how what used to be, whoever spends the most. So 1.2 million later, and what do you have to show for it? Nothing.
Well, you know, Romney actually lost Iowa caucus.
Yeah.
I want him beat him up there.
Yeah.
The votes come in late, they didn't get him counted, but like they're tipped you off that he's going to win them. But my poll, I think my poll was Obama's Halloween mask sold more than Romney's mask.
Yeah.
I knew that's how I was going to win.
Yeah. What do you think? Who's going to win here, Philly or the Cowboys?
I got Dallas 16, Philadelphia 21.
Woohoo! We're actually on the same side of this. So Rick.
Yeah, they hate each other.
I know, they do. There is so much hatred between Philly and Dallas. It is absolutely unbelievable. It's a huge rivalry. That's what makes this game, though, interesting, Rick. That part of it makes it interesting. It does, but otherwise it's not, because it's been a terrible season for both of them. I know you'll be watching. Obviously, I'll be watching too. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Rock and roll, people. Bang on these lines because you have a chance to win. Also, hit us up at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike in Kentucky.
Hello, Kate. Well, I'm going to go with Dallas over Philadelphia, 21-17.
21-17, Dallas beats Philly. This is Mike from Kentucky, right?
Yes, that's right.
Well, thank you, Mike. You're such a huge supporter of this show. I appreciate it. I appreciate all your notes and everything that you always check in on me and see what's going on. You're terrific.
Oh, you're awesome.
Thanks. I appreciate that, Michael. We'll see if you're a winner. Although he picked Dallas. He picked Dallas. I'm out of breath. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Let's see. How about Luke in Illinois? Hey, Luke.
Yeah.
What do you think, Luke? Are you liking Philly or are you like Dallas?
I'm going to go with the Cowboys. 24-10.
24-10. And you know what? You could be right because you see how crappy the Eagles are playing. I think Andy Reid is still calling plays that he called back when he was coaching Pee-wees 25 years ago.
Yep.
You know what he does? He puts that clipboard up by that walrus mustache. And you know what my friends and I do, Luke? We're texting each other. Geez, do you think they're going to go left? What do you think they're going to do here? Going to go for a little mix-up with some West Coast offense? It's crazy. It is. It's so predictable. I sound like a whiny fan, don't I? Sound like whiny. Okay, well, we'll see if you're lucky, Luke. That's terrific. Your guess is probably pretty good there. 24-10 Dallas. So a lot of people picking Dallas. In fact, only Rick and I doing that Philly thing. So it's wide open there. 855-266-KATE. 855-5283. We have a whole bunch of people that are emailing the show, too, at americatonight.net. I promise you I will check that out. I know that you people are out there alive and thriving and ready to weigh in. So I'm going to go to RC and Dale and Pete here in just a second because we're almost up against this. So you guys are just going to have to wade through a few minutes with me before we come back on the flip side. But if you just tuned in, here's the deal. We do this thing called Nail the Score. I feel like I don't have to explain myself every single time, but a lot of you might be new. We do have a lot of new people listening to America Tonight. And each week we do this fun, cool thing, because you know what? Sometimes we got to get a break from all the nonsense of politics and all the other things that are tugging at us. So we do this cheesy little fun thing called Nail the Score. Pick a random game of the week. You tell me who you think's going to win the game and what the final score is. Woohoo! Stay with us.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
My teeth don't cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window and I can't see at all. And even if I could, it would all be great. But your picture on my wall, it reminds me that it's not so bad, it's not so bad.
So the Cowboys and Philly both have an amazingly cruddy record. Three measly wins for both teams. Who breaks the tie? This week's Nail the Score Game of the Week is surprisingly these two NFC East rivalries. So wake up, America. Your chance to have some fun and weigh in on this heavy, heavy issue as to who is going to win. Break the deadlock. Who's going to win the game, Dallas or Philly? And what do you think the final score will be? You don't have to know anything about football. It's just guessing. It is like the lucky people who win the lottery. I can't even read those stories anymore. Ugh. Where somebody just puts $1 down and they were just driving through some country town and but couldn't believe it, but they won $80 million or some crazy story. I wonder if the lottery just makes that up to get us excited. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's check out what R.C. in Illinois has to say. Yo, R.C., what's shaking?
How you doing, dear?
I am very well. I am doing really well. How about you?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
Disappointed about last night's business, but that's okay.
Yeah, what's very strange is that I will say this. I thought that it would be a little bit closer than it was in some of the states where it seemed like Romney had picked up some momentum, but he didn't in the end. So you move forward.
What it be is what it be.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's right.
I mean, you can't. All right. We can't change the results, I guess. And thank God the Republicans aren't going down and whatever, disputing all this stuff. Anyway, I'm going to take Philly, believe it or not, 24-17 over Dallas.
24-17, woohoo! You picked the Eagles. Well, they may get some home advantage because that hasn't worked out too great for them. Maybe this time around.
I know that they're both despicable ball clubs.
They are.
I mean, the offense doesn't work for either of them, and defenses. And Dallas is all beat up anyway, so I'll give Philadelphia before Vic gets his last Vic.
That's right, before he gets booted. It's either him or Andy Reid. I'll tell you something funny. Somebody, of course, you know how Philly people are. Somebody from Philly told me that they had hoped that Michael Vick would run into Andy Reid on the sideline and knock him out for the rest of the season.
Like I said, he needs some Vicks up his nose. I mean, I don't know.
He's terrible. And this is what was predicted was going to happen, RC, so we'll see. You are locked and loaded. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. We're doing that nail the score thing. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Well, hello, Dale.
Well, hello. I'm down today, Delaney.
You're down, I know. You sound down, but you don't stay down for very long.
I'm very frustrated. I'm angry at my mother. And that Apple Pie and that bankrupt car company. I'm just really upset. Are you sitting down?
I'm sitting down.
Okay. I'm going 21-20 Philly.
No way.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? 21-20 Philly?
Right.
Dale, we'll see. He could come down to that, and we've seen those kind of crazy scores, and then it would mean it'd be a nail-biter in the end. I like that idea. If I'm going to waste any time on these two teams, I hope it's a tight game.
Well, I guess so good this week. I might as well try this. Reverse psychology.
That's right. Hey, that you just gave me an idea, Dale. If you're feeling blue about how you voted, thank you, in the election, here's your chance to get some satisfaction. Maybe you'll nail the score a little bit better. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. You can only weigh in on this. Take a shot at it, take a guess at it until the top of the hour. I still have a ton of emails to get to. You can email me your guess at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Pete in Texas. Hello, Pete.
Katie, Bob, what's up?
Hey, you sound just like you're interchangeable with Dale. You both have frogs in your throat. Long night.
Oh, yeah. We need to have a marketing blitz. For the Constitution.
Boy, that's true anyway. How many people even know anything about the Constitution? I even carry around, I've got a little book, The Constitution of the U.S. that I got a bunch a while ago. It's like a handbook. You can, if there was something you didn't remember, some line, you could always look up the articles or whatever. But yeah, you know, it's not a bad idea.
You know, just do that, you know. People got to be informed. Run a marketing blitz on it on the computers. I'll put it on spam so I get these people a clue.
There you go.
It's ridiculous. 30-20 Philadelphia.
30-20 Philly?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So another Philly guess. Pete, not picking the Cowboys.
They hadn't had a team in. You know my story.
I know. It's they haven't had a team in, what, since Randy White days. I mean, actually, I shouldn't say that. Since the triplets, you got to give credit to Troy Aikman and Michael Irvin and Emmitt Smith. Three Super Bowls don't lie there, but this is definitely not those Cowboys, and certainly not the Cowboys from the 70s and partially into the 80s. It's a much different team. And think about it. They're playing in a billion-dollar facility. The I call it the Death Star, but they play in it is a beautiful stadium, but to pay for that thing, boy, and the people are chipping in Arlington, Texas, because that's where it is, probably about, I guess it's about 45 minutes from downtown Dallas, and this team is really leaves something to be desired. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. If you just jumped in on the action and you realize, oh, she's not talking about flying saucers or some of that other stuff the other yahoos are talking about. She's talking about nailing the score. What's that about? Well, we're talking about not nailing the electorate. We're not talking about nailing the score as far as the election was concerned. It's football. For fun, we do this each and every week during the football season. The computer randomly picked Dallas and Philadelphia this time around. The game is going to be played at the Link in Philly, if that really mattered that much. Michael Vick, Tony Romo. Statistically, yeah, Tony Romo's thrown a few more passes and has a few more yards, but really it's a wash on the quarterback side. Both teams have dealt with some injuries and have problems on their offensive line. This is a late game, a 425, rather, kick on the East Coast. So it's one of your late afternoon games, and it'll be one that people are paying attention to because of the rivalry factor. And, you know, maybe one of your, if you wanted to go strictly by teams that are doing well, one of your better games might be at Soldier Field. Houston and Chicago are playing. Seattle and the Jets, I mean, who knows? I can't get a handle on this Seattle team. And then you got Minnesota and Detroit. That's another rivalry there. And Minnesota's 5-4. They could pick up their sixth win, and it's a home game. And Detroit's, 4-4 on the season. Matty Stafford, I thought, was going to have a really good year, but they've had that roller coaster kind of year that's hard to predict. And I think heading into the season, I was really, really looking at Minnesota and Atlanta. You know, Matt Ryan is tremendous. They're 8-0. They are leaving everybody in their wake. Do they come up with their ninth win and they're taking on New Orleans? But in New Orleans, I think they do. I think Atlanta will be 9-0, and people are going to start talking about that whole idea of them not losing any games. So then that adds the pressure. Players hate that. They don't. A lot of times, I don't even pay attention. From all my years of covering players at the pro level, they don't even pay attention a lot of times to the statistics. I mean, they're individual statistics, yes, but not if they're breaking records or if they have one more sack, then they'll be the sack leader on the team, or, you know, how many yards do they have, and then they'll lead the NFL this week. Or they're not paying close attention to that. They get lost in the game, which is probably a good thing because it's pretty tough to pull it out if you're only focused on your individual stats. All right, I got a lot of emails, too. So this is it. We're going to have the final go-around here for this hour of America Tonight for Nail the Score. And it's only until the top of the hour, so you got to weigh in now. That means if you have one eye open and you still have that pirate patch on your one eye that you kept on when you were doing the Halloween trick-or-treating thing, you need to lift that off and dial these digits, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Handy Hal, I like that, Handy Hal, says, Philly takes this one, babe, all the way. I like Philly to really make a statement since they're getting beat up by their fans, 38-17. Ooh, 38 for Philadelphia. That means Dallas, too. No defense. They're just letting them run all over them. Could be. Handy Hal, you might be on to something. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I'm sprucing up my coffee, then I'm back.
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
America Tonight. Hit us up right now on the web at americatonight.net. Click on contact and weigh in. This is muy fácil, meaning very easy. In honor of Puerto Rico, I said muy fácil. You know, they voted for statehood. Matt and I were just talking about that off the air. What would the benefits be to Puerto Rico to be a state versus a territory? Maybe we'd get cheaper flights. That could be good. But, as you know, lots of campaigning has gone on in Puerto Rico. So there you have it. That was one of the things that happened on Election Day that you might have missed. So the deal is you pick either Philly or Dallas. And what is ultimately the final score? I said Philly would win it 21-14. Rick said Philly would win it 21-16. Mike in Kentucky, like Dallas, 21-17. I mean, really, this seems like a toss-up. if I were going to analyze this on both sides of the ball and with both teams, it's a wash. I mean, they both have 3 wins. They're 3-5, and that's not a shocker because both teams have had crappy seasons so far. So I'm not surprised by that, and it's most likely not a – they still could. But I don't see either one of these teams going to the playoffs. But we don't care about all that. It's just 2 games and who you think's going to win it. Is it Philly? Is it Dallas? And what is the final score? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, 5283. I think that as we go through the weeks in the NFL, first of all, it's just unbelievable to me that we're into week 10. Got 17 weeks and then the playoffs, but week 10 of the NFL, guys, can you believe that we're this far? Way more than halfway. And there are certain things that are starting to emerge. Baltimore's looking pretty good at 6-2. They've had some lousy games, but they're looking pretty good. The Giants are 6-3 after winning the Super Bowl last year. In the end, they seem to pull it out. They find ways to win. It hasn't been tremendous play from the Giants, but pretty darn good. Better than that other New York team that's wrestling with some decisions on what they're going to do. The Jets, probably one of the bigger disappointments in the NFL, 3-5, just like Dallas and Philly. But the Jets are taking on Seattle in Seattle, and would you believe that Seattle is 5-4? Mark Sanchez continues to hang on to his starting job, but Tebow is there in the background. He could step in at any moment. Poof, just like that. There goes that starting gig. There goes that starting gig. Think about it. Does anyone remember who Tom Brady replaced? That's actually a good trivia question. He wanted to be a baseball player? I'm not going to tell you the answer. I'm not telling you the answer. But if you think about it, I think you come up with it. And by the way, that this quarterback also had a slight stint with the Dallas Cowboys. You have Tony Romo actually being the quarterback for Dallas is almost accidental. I mean, not that he wasn't chosen by the team and he wasn't there, but he was really riding the bench for a very long time. He was a good golfer, and he was playing a lot of golf. And suddenly, he got the right opportunity, and he has benefited with some pretty big contracts, and he's set all kinds of records for Dallas. But we go back to the same thing. Which would you rather have, the records or Super Bowl wins? And honestly, most of the players would say Super Bowl wins. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're nailing the score. It's your last chance to jam on the phone lines and get in to nail the score or send me an email. It only counts until the top of the hour. You can do that at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. We have one here from Nails, which we know is a nickname. Nails, who says, I think you have been blinded by the light, but only in the wrong direction. Dallas will easily win this game, even though it's on the road, and I think the final score is going to be 34-19. Ooh, 34-19. I'm not so sure about that prediction. The 34 part. The other part of it, yeah, maybe. But 34? Of course, you never know, but that's a little too rich for my blood. I don't think it's going to be that high scoring. I don't think so at all. One of the storylines heading into the season, and this game I don't think is going to be that interesting. It should be a layup for Denver, but Denver is 5-3. Peyton Manning, remember, leaving his longtime beloved Colts and ending up with Denver, and that looks like a pretty good move by Denver, because in some of the big games, Peyton Manning is, of course, holding his own against Carolina. It is in Carolina, and Cam Newton, I think, is just waiting to break out, but I don't think this is going to be the game for that one. Don't call in and tell me about Denver and Carolina, though. Our Nail the Score game is Dallas and Philadelphia. It kicks on the East at 4:25, so do the math. If you're Central Time, it's an hour behind that, and so on down the line. But an afternoon game for Dallas. An afternoon game. So is it Romo's turn, or is it Vic's turn? And if the Eagles lose this one, especially if they get creamed in this one against the Cowboys, is this the end of the line for Jeffrey Lurie, the owner? I'm going to say no. They love him as the owner, but could be the end of the line for Andy Reid. He's been there for well over a decade, and sometimes the change of scenery thing makes a difference, and maybe that's what's happening there. So how about it? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. You got to do it quickly if you're going to weigh in. This from Sam, listening to us outside the border somewhere. He says, outside the border. Sam likes Philly to win it by the score of 24-13. 24-13. Boy, I'd like to see somebody nail that after Dave in Vermont did it and have two winners. Oof. And some of you come so close to nailing the score. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, Philly and Dallas, offensive line problems, injuries on both sides of the ball, both teams, and it may come down to a kick at the end. It may come down, maybe that close, that a kick separates both clubs, sends it into overtime or whatnot, and then it's back to the drawing board. And with Philly and with the Dallas Cowboys, what do you get? Rabid fans. More than anything is the contrast with the fans, I think, and the players. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable, let me tell you. And because the Cowboys are still, in a way, even if they're losing, they're still America's team, it's crazy how many people accost you when you're going into a hotel somewhere, when you're coming out of the hotel and you're jumping in the buses. It's nuts, let me tell you. There is fans all over the country for the Dallas Cowboys, so they can still hang on to their America's team label.
Crazy. I appreciate your understanding.
Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Comes another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world.